About 20% of American preschool children are not getting all the vaccinations the government recommends. That leaves more than 2 million children each year vulnerable to diseases like measles, whooping cough, and hepatitis B. Part of the problem here is the difficulty in obtaining free vaccines. But new research suggests the toughest obstacle may be parents. Some believe vaccines are more dangerous than the diseases they prevent. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
The latest government figures show that childhood vaccination rates are at an all-time high. But vaccination advocates weren't celebrating during a press briefing yesterday. Shelley Hearn is executive director of Trust for America's Health.
Neglecting to vaccinate those over 2 million preschool kids on time each year is just not okay. It's not a lost cause. We could make very real changes very fast by taking some very real and simple steps.
The briefing was held to release a new report on vaccination from Hearn's group and another nonprofit called Every Child by Two. The report proposes several ways to increase vaccination rates. One is to make it easier for children without good health insurance to obtain free vaccines. Dr. Samuel Katz of Duke University says another badly needed step is a better system for keeping track of vaccinations.
You have your children in New York City and they're immunized or not, and then you move to Tucson, Arizona, and you may not have your records with you to show to the new physician in Tucson.
When that happens, a child may skip a vaccination. Katz says low immunization rates stem more from a lack of organization than a lack of money. After all, he says, developing countries like Vietnam, Malawi, and Bangladesh have measles vaccination rates higher than 90%.
On the other hand, Germany, France, Italy, Japan, among the wealthiest countries in the world, have some of the poorest levels of immunization.
Katz says that's partly because many parents in wealthy nations simply don't believe their children are at risk. He says that sort of thinking has led to repeated outbreaks in the U.S. of diseases that should have disappeared long ago, diseases like measles.
We had our last big epidemic in 1991, and we had about 55,000 cases of measles, and we had several hundred deaths. So it's not a trivial disease when it occurs.
Another reason parents don't get their children immunized is the fear that some vaccines could trigger developmental problems, like autism. Stories about this supposed risk persist despite several large studies that have found no link between vaccines and autism. Yet even an unsubstantiated vaccine scare can reduce vaccination rates for a long time. That's the finding of a new study by Chris Bau of the University of Guelph in Ontario, Canada.
There was a whooping cough vaccine scare in the 70s in the UK. And what you saw in that case was a very rapid decline in the vaccination rates, and it took two or three decades for rates to recover to previous levels.
Bao is a mathematician and has used so-called game theory to study what happens during a vaccine scare. His study appears in the latest proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Bao found that fear of vaccines causes a sharp drop in immunization rates. But education about the safety and benefits of vaccines produces only a gradual rise. He says fear is a powerful motivator. That means some parents in the U.S. may remain reluctant to get their children vaccinated until there's another devastating outbreak of a preventable disease. John Hamilton, NPR News.